The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Jackson Dart feels like whoever is coaching him is going to be successful coaching him. And because it's not necessarily about the coach, it's about him as a player. There are certain guys, and this is regardless of position, but it's particularly obvious when it's at quarterback. There's certain players that are going to thrive no matter what system they're in. Baker Mayfield is one. Matt Stafford is another. Think about what he did when he was in Detroit, and now it's completely different what he's doing out in Sean McVay's system with the Raiders. He's going to thrive. And I think Jackson Dart has that mentality because he's such a gamer. As soon as he figures out how to take contact and not get, you know, turn the ball over by getting hit. By the way, that was Wandell Robinson's fault. And we'll get to it at some point when we start breaking down some of the plays in this game. But ultimately, I think Jackson Dart being coach proof, if that makes sense, gave license to not have to rely on Dave being his shepherd for the next year or whatever future determination you have.
You're right. And I think most Giant fans who were worried about that over the last few weeks moved away from you can't fire Brian Daboll because of Jackson Dart.
Right.
But I read this statement from the New York Giants, and I have a very important follow-up question. And this follow-up question, I think, is going to be echoed by Giant fans all over the place. And that is, they say the past few seasons have been nothing short of disappointing, and we have not met expectations for this franchise. We understand the frustrations of our fans, and we will work to deliver a significantly improved product. Great sentence. We all agree with that.
Right.
The follow-up question is, how is the general manager still employed? Now, if the answer is, we may do that at the end of the year, kind of like what the Jets did. They fired the head coach and then weeks later fired the general manager. Okay. But I think right now the Giant fan sees this and says, hey, we agree with the decision to remove Brian Daboll. What about Joe Shane? Because all of those disappointments that this statement talks about and all the disappointments we've talked about also involve,
of course,
Joe Shane, who picked the players.
Right. It's the players. It's the guys that he kept, the ones that he didn't. And all of those decisions are, I don't want to say they're completely symbiotic, but they're kind of related. And, you know, when Dave's is suffering through a 3-14 season because every backup is barely a rosterable player, is that on Dabes or is that on the general manager? And you started to see a little bit of that this year when the secondary gets beat up and guys become unavailable. Is that on Shane Bowen or is that on Joe Shane? Joe Shane shouldn't escape scrutiny. He keeps his job and it is what it is, and you have to support him and push him forward because there's an entire staff that exists around Joe Shane that you can't just pull him out and then someone else just steps into that role. And so I get why you keep it, even though he also deserves a similar amount of scrutiny as Brian Daboll got.
Well, if you want to tell me, and no one's saying anything, so I can just surmise, if you want to tell me, though, hey, we're still evaluating the general manager, fine. Mm. But if he ends up surviving all of this, and let's say the Giants don't win another game and they finish the year 2-15,
yeah, well,
how does he survive that?
It's an easy reason why.
Why?
Because if you don't put support behind the man that is going to lead the coaching search, mm-hmm. if you are a coach, why would you come here?
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
So Joe Shane's going to hire you, and the Giants say, you know what? Joe Shane's going to hire you, but we're going to fire him in a month or 2 months. What coach is going to say, oh, yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I now as head coach have to work with a new general manager? It doesn't logistically make sense to fire your GM if he's going to hire the new head coach.
Well, and he is, because here's more on that statement. So there's more from the Giants statement that was released in the last 5 minutes. Joe Shane remains in his position as general manager and will lead the search for a new head coach. We feel like Joe has assembled a good young nucleus of talent, and we look forward to its development, said Mara. Unfortunately, the results over the past 3 years have not been what any of us wanted. We take full responsibility for those results and look forward to the kind of success our fans expect. This is from Tish. Mm-hmm. These are difficult decisions, and John and I do not take them lightly. But we feel like this is the right thing to do at this time and will allow us to move forward. So that is them saying he is the general manager.
Of course he is.
Nothing can change over these final 7 weeks. And I would just disagree with that. Like, is that really the healthy way you want to continue? Plus, as you've even said many times, he's responsible.
Of course he is.
For a lot of the mistakes.
But ultimately, the talent on this team is good enough to win games. I've said this multiple times. This isn't like the last few years where it was this is less than professional what we're seeing on the field. The talent is there. I think the closest of the game shows you that. It's hard to win it in the NFL, but it's moments and it's situations and it's game management. It's decisions that determine who wins or loses football games, and the Giants haven't been good enough in that regard. But they do have a talented team. We know this. Brian Burns is a good player. Dexter Lawrence is a good player. Kayvon Thibodeau, even though he's banged up and not sure how he's playing with that jacked up arm that he has, or maybe it's something else, he's a good player. Abdul Carter's young. He's a rookie, and he got manhandled this past weekend, but he's going to be a good player. Same thing with Jackson Dart and his offensive line, Andrew Thomas, and some of those other pieces up there. Schlotman actually played okay. I feel like this team has talent, and they can win these games. But they're losing them, and somebody has to take the blame. Somebody has to be the fall guy. And unfortunately, the head coach is often that player.
He usually is. He usually is. And it's funny, they just played the Chicago Bears, and I mentioned this on Friday, how the Bears followed a similar line where mm-hmm. they hired a general manager. That general manager, Ryan Poles, hired a head coach, Matt Eberflus. That general manager then fired the head coach,
right.
Kept his job, hired a new head coach in Ben Johnson, who he had a history with.
And they're 6-3.
And I don't know how I would have felt in Chicago. I'm not sure. I just know how I feel now as an IFO. I wouldn't do it this way. Because I get your point that they have enough talent. They should have won a few of these games, because you're right. I mean, they had three games this year in which they had a 90% chance of winning in the final few minutes. Like, they should have won those games. I can't even argue that.
Right.
So with better coaching, should they be better than 2-8? Yes, I agree with you. But I also look at the roster and say, he's been here for 4 years. It's mm-hmm. like a president. You get your full term.
Yeah.
Are they really that much better off than they were 4 years earlier, and I don't feel strongly enough. So, like, I would not reelect this general manager if he ran on, this is what I've done. Yeah. These are the results. I'd have a tough time doing that. And the other thing I wonder about, and I wonder about this, is when Joe Shane leads the search, is it almost less appealing? Because people looking at the job are going to say, I don't know how safe you are. They just gave you 4 years. You guys have won nothing. Well, I want this job where you're not even safe?
I think a lot of that's going to depend on which head coach we're talking about. Who's going to be the next head coach? Is it going to be a young, inexperienced head coach? Or is it going to be a veteran who knows how the process works in the front office? And if it's that latter person, they're going to say, I don't really care. Joe Shane, give me good players. If not, and you get fired, guess what? I'll be fine because I know this process. And so I think there's nuance here. So much of this head coaching search is going to be about not repeating the mistakes of the immediate, really, it's not even immediate, it's long-term past, the post-Tom Coughlin past, and creating something that is not only productive, but consistent and stable. It's been a long time since the Giants have had that. Long time. They had two really, and Fossil was quasi-stable because he was here for a while, but it's seven years to be exact, but it always felt like it was turmoil. Whereas Tom Coughlin, it was stable. You won consistently. You won championships. The Giants need to go back to that model.
No, and it's the definition of unstable, because since the end of the Tom Coughlin era, you're talking about Tom Coughlin, Ben McAdoo, Steve Spagnuolo, Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge, Brian Daboll, and coming up on Sunday, Mike Kafka. That's seven head coaches in basically a decade. That is the definition of unstable. We'll get to your calls next. A big day in Giantland. Brian Daboll is gone.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.